The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you do good deeds, don't try to show off. If you do, you won't get your reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to the poor, don't blow a loud horn. That's what show-offs do in the meeting places and on the street corners, because they're always looking for praise. I promise you that they already have their reward. When you give to the poor, don't let anyone know about it. Then your gift will be given in secret. Your Father knows what is done in secret, and he will reward you. When you pray, don't be like those show-offs who love to stand up and pray in the meeting places and on the street corners. They do this just to look good. I promise you that they already have the reward. When you pray, go into a room alone and close the door. Pray to your Father in private. He knows what is done in private, and he will reward you. When you go without eating, don't try to look gloomy as those show-offs do when they go without eating. I promise you that they already have the reward. Instead, comb your hair and wash your face. Then others won't know that you are going without eating, but your Father sees what is done in private, and he will reward you." The Gospel of the Lord. I also understand this is the first time that TK and K has come to the church part of the school masses. Is that correct? All right. And how about first and second? Is this your first time? No, you've been here before. All right. Very good. So I'm going to start with a question to the TK and K. In the word of Lent, what's the first letter in the word Lent? Raise your hand if you know. And Jack will give you a microphone. Just TK and K, that's too easy for you guys.
L.
L, excellent. Do you all agree, TK and K? Raise your hands if you agree. All right, let us give them a round of applause. What a smart class. Okay, now a question for first graders and second graders. I'm thinking of two words that start with the letter L. You already know? Wow, you can read my mind. Okay, let's see.
Lent.
Lent, well, yeah, that's Lent, but two other words. I can give you a clue if you want to wait.
Lord.
What?
Lord.
Lord? Oh, no. Okay, let me give you a clue, because there's a lot of words starts with L. It's a four-letter word. The first one is L.
Life.
Life. Close.
Love.
Excellent. So the first word I wanted to think you to keep in your mind is love. And now to our fourth grader, since you're the one sponsoring the mass. The second word I'm thinking that starts with L has six letters. Anybody wants to take a guess? Okay. The last letter is N. L and N.
Listen.
Excellent. Listen. So I wanted to think with the words love and listen. They all start with L, like land. Now to our junior high students, where are you? I know some of you are over there, some of there. Okay. When you think of land, what do you connect land with? What do you think of? How you associate with land?
Jesus dying on the cross.
Okay, Jesus dying on the cross.
40 days before Easter.
40 days before Easter.
I think of purple.
Think of the color purple. You see everything is purple in the church. Very good. Anything else?
Jesus fasting.
Jesus fasting. Is Lent a happy time or a sad time? Is it a difficult time? Okay, let's get some Jack here in the middle. There's more hands up here.
It's difficult.
It's a difficult time.
It's more of a happy time for the people who, for when he was resurrected.
Can you repeat to us?
During his resurrection, it's more of a happy time.
Okay, so some people view it's a happy time.
Both.
It's about love. Very good. You know, when we think of Lent, a lot of times because of our reading and Mrs. Garcia mentioned in the beginning, we think, oh, we have to give up something, we have to fast, we have to pray more, we have to do more good deeds like the gospel said. And that's part of Lent, but that's not the reason for Lent. The reason for Lent is for us to listen and to love like Jesus, so one day we can receive the reward that Jesus talked about in the gospel. What do you think that reward is, fourth graders? What's the reward that Jesus has for us? Over, okay.
Jesus is love.
Okay, Jesus is love, but where is...
I was going to say the same thing, love.
His love?
Going to heaven.
Heaven, exactly. The reward that Jesus talks about is to live in heaven for all eternity, where there will be love, we'll be happy, everything will be perfect for us. So the purpose of Lent is not just really to fast and to pray and to do good deeds, but these are the ways that we can become like Jesus so we can listen and love. See, listening, who do you listen to? Who are some of the people you're supposed to listen to?
Our parents and God.
Your parents, very good.
I was going to say the same thing,
okay.
Your parents.
Is anyone, yes, over there? We're giving Jack his exercise this morning.
Teachers.
Teachers, right. Who else? Let somebody in the middle.
God.
Very good. We're supposed to listen to God too. We're supposed to listen to our parents, to our teachers, to our friends, to our brothers and sisters, but also we're supposed to listen to God. And the way we listen to God is by today, like we did today, by reading His words in the Bible, right? That's one way. Another way is by taking some time to be quiet. Kind of turning off all TV, radios, all your, iPads, iPhones, to everything. And maybe for a minute or today or two, let's be quiet and say, Lord, I'm listening to you. And sometimes you start to get ideas, in your head. Something will pop up in your head, and that's Jesus trying to talk to you and tell you what he wants you to do. Because if we want to be followers of Jesus, if we want to get to heaven, we need to listen to Jesus. And not get Jesus to listen to us. So when we pray, it's good that we ask God for certain things. That's when God listens to us. But we have to be mindful that also we're taking the time to be quiet to listen to Jesus. And when we listen to Jesus, Jesus will always want us to grow in love and to serve others. That's why he talked about helping the poor, doing good things to our family, to our friends, maybe to our home, the way we deal with our brothers and sisters. Are we being kind to them? Or when our parents tell us to do something, do we do it right away or we wait till the 10th time before we get to do it? See, that's all about listening and serving. And that's what Lent is meant to be. The reason we have to fast, to give up things, so we can make time to listen to God, so we can make time to listen to our parents. Because if we're always too busy doing things, then we don't have time to listen. So we sometimes have to give up something. Maybe instead of going into your room and being in your room all day long, sometimes you're willing to take some time and come out and be with your family, with your parents, talk to your mom and dad, talk to your brothers and sisters, or maybe just listen to them. These are ways that how we can practice listening, listening to God and listening to one another. Maybe you need to listen more to your friend. Maybe you have a friend and you're always talking to her or to him. You know, give them a chance sometimes for them to talk and you just to listen. Listen to the teachers in the classroom. Follow their directions. It's not enough that we listen, but we have to do what we hear. That's what Lent is all about. Lent is not meant to be like a difficult time, a sad time. Lent is like our spring training to grow in love and to grow in listening so we can do what Jesus tells us. And one day we can be with him in heaven. So it's supposed to be an exciting time. So maybe one thing you can consider doing is think of one person that you need to listen to more. Okay? One person you need to listen to more. And one person you need to be kind to them more. And make those your focus on Lent. So let's say I'm going to listen more to you, my younger brother. Okay, so just say, I'm going to take 5 minutes every day to sit down with my young brother or young sister and listen to them. Because, you know, they love to talk. So, but somebody got to listen to them. Don't be upset with them. Oh, I don't have time for you. I'm too busy. You're annoying me. Leave me alone. Just listen. Or maybe listen to your parents, junior high students. Give them some time to be with them and listen to them. And think of one thing that you can do for a person to show them more love. Write them down, and every week, grade yourself on how you've done in this area. Have I listened like I said I'm supposed to? If not, then try next week. Try better next week. That's also why we celebrate Lent, because we're reminded that no matter what we do, God will always forgive us and gives us another chance. Like Mrs. Garcia said, be patient with yourself. Don't give up easily. A lot of time people, you know, make these Lenten promises and by Monday they give up because, well, I already broke them. What's the point? No, when you're training for a sport, you don't give up because you don't do everything your coach wants you to do in the first week. You keep training, working hard at it. So listen and love. Choose one person to listen more to. And choose one person that you're going to be kinder and love them more this Lent. And now we're going to bless these ashes, that we're going to use them to make the sign of the cross on our foreheads to remind us that we decided we want to follow Christ so that one day we can receive the reward of eternal life.